T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, it's Veronica Hendricks, collard greens and caviar food blogger. I hope you are well. And if you haven't had a chance to pop on over to my blog, check me out at collardgreensandcaviar.com for some great recipes and some food stories. Well, it is summer. Feels like summer, right? And we're still in quarantine. We're still in lockdown. We're still trying to be safer at home. We're still doing all the things we can to make sure that our families are safe. We've had some moments of exhilaration when things started to open up, and then they had to close down again. So because it's summer, where would you be? Let me tell you where I would normally be during this time. It's summer. It's jazz season here, outdoor concert season. So I would be at a outdoor concert under the stars with friends, drinking champagne, eating gourmet nosh, in my strappy sandals and my sundress with my blue painted toes. But instead, I am here with you in the kitchen, and I'm really, really happy to be here to share a recipe with you. Now, lately, I was in the market the other day, and I noticed that they are having lots of sales on seafood, at least where I live in Los Angeles. I mean, the selections are amazing. And one of my favorite seafood dishes is salmon. Now, salmon can be a little intimidating for some people. They don't know what to do with it. But I've got a recipe that will take the intimidation away. I'm going to share with you a very special recipe. It's kind of a bit of a secret. It's in my cookbook, but I'm giving this to you because I want you to make this. And it's so easy, and it will wow your family and friends, and it has so much flavor. This is my tarragon panko salmon. Now, I'm using farm-raised salmon, but you can certainly use wild-caught salmon. Farm-raised salmon just happened to be on sale at this incredible price point. And for this particular recipe, I'm using about a 2.5-pound fillet of farm-raised salmon. Now, the difference between farm-raised and wild-caught is farm-raised has about 3 times more of the saturated fat. It's a little denser in terms of its thickness. It's a lighter color. But wild-caught is very thin. It's leaner. It's higher in minerals. It has less fat. And it cooks in, you know, quicker time. So when you're cooking farm-raised salmon versus wild-caught salmon, the cooking time is longer. So if you're using wild-caught, you're going to reduce your cooking time. But we're going to get started. And before we start any recipe, we want to do what? Well, my sister-in-law, who's a nurse, hello, Mary, she would say, wash your hands. And yeah, that's what we do, wash our hands. But we also want to gather all of our ingredients. And the reason we do that is, we want to make sure when we step up to the, not the mic, but we step up to the cooking surface, when you're here to do your job, you want to make sure that you are focused so that you can stay in the zone and you can execute each step without disruption. So for this recipe, the ingredients that you will need would be a 2 to 3 pound piece of salmon. You can leave the skin on if you want. I took the skin off of mine, or you can buy it without the skin on. You're also going to need kosher salt or regular salt, garlic powder, dry mustard, tarragon, dried tarragon, and olive oil, and then a teaspoon of sugar. Those are the ingredients. So we're gonna get started. On this baking sheet that's lined with parchment paper, I have my salmon. And I am going to drizzle olive oil all over the surface of this salmon. And then just rub it in, and we're gonna set it aside. All right, got that nicely rubbed in. So to a mixing bowl, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to add your panko breadcrumbs. Now, panko is definitely my favorite. You've heard of regular breadcrumbs and you've probably used them. Regular breadcrumbs are made with a variety of breads and crusts, and they're processed into this crumb-like mixture, and it's a little bit dense and not the perfect choice for this particular dish. Panko breadcrumbs, on the other hand, are made out of white bread without the crust, and it's processed into these flakes and it's dried, and so they're flakier and they create a better texture, and it's a great vehicle to absorb a lot of herbs. So in this mixing bowl, I have a cup of panko crumbs, and these are the unseasoned kind, make sure. So you're going to add a teaspoon of salt, as I mentioned, 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, 2 teaspoons of mustard, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and you need the sugar, and that's important because the sugar will help this to brown and caramelize, the topping that is. And then, for the very special part, we're going to add 1 tablespoon of dried tarragon. Yes, I said dried tarragon. Now, you've probably seen a lot of coating mixes that have parsley. Parsley is kind of a wimpy herb, but if you want to tune up the flavor of this panko topping, add the tarragon. Tarragon is this lovely, pungent, licorice-like herb that I love, and I use it in a lot of different dishes. So you're going to put all of those ingredients in here. Now, how do we bind this all together? The last thing we want to do is we want to add a tablespoon, and I'm pouring it right now, of olive oil into your breadcrumbs or into your panko and spice mixture. So we're going to take a fork and quickly and thoroughly mix all of these spices into the panko, and the olive oil is kind of a binding agent. Now, this mixture is going to be a little crumbly, but it will hold together nicely on our salmon. So I'm mixing this all together, all right? This comes together really quickly. Take a moment and just inhale that. Oh, that is lovely. And what you should always do, give it a taste. Put a little on the palm of your hand. Take a little taste. And so you taste that pop of dry mustard. And the saltiness and that licorice-like flavor of the tarragon. And you can tell right from tasting that mixture, this is going to be delicious. All right. So we are going to move our baking sheet back over to this cooking surface. Now, remember, we covered the surface of the salmon with a little olive oil that we marked, massaged into that salmon. And we're going to take this panko mixture, we're going to pat it right on top of that salmon, all right? Cover it well, the whole surface of the salmon. Now, this mixture will coat about a 3-pound piece of salmon or fish. And if you have leftovers, you can store it in the refrigerator. It'll keep for, I'll say, about a good month. All right. So you just pat that on, just like that. And to an oven that's set at 375 degrees, which this one is, I'm going to place it in the oven. Now, this will cook, if it's farm-raised salmon, it will cook, will take about 20 to 25 minutes to cook. If it is wild-caught salmon, you want to check it in about 15 minutes, 13 to 15 minutes. check it. Now, you know that it's done when, of course, it changes color. It goes from pink to kind of an orangish color if it is farm raised, and then the color will deepen if it is wild caught. And then also when you press the end and it gently flakes, you will know it's done. Now, I have one here that I've already cooked that's sitting here while the other one's baking, and the topping is crisp, it's luscious, it's flaky, and I'm gonna just cut into this, and you can probably hear the little flakes falling off, and take a bite. It's got a light crunch to it, very delicate. It's extremely flavorful. The amount of salt that we put in here is absolutely perfect. Tender, moist, delicious, flavorful, beautiful, because you know me, I love it lovely. I love lovely food. I love a lovely meal. And I love when lovely food is plated on a beautiful plate. So this particular recipe, I'm still eating, can be served family style. You can put it on a large platter. People can serve and help themselves. Or after it's done, you can cut it with a knife into serving size portions. But you can see how incredibly easy that is. You can create a lovely salmon meal for your family in very little time with very little effort. And if that salmon is on sale, you better take it home. So thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy this recipe. Keep it to yourself. Like I said, it's top secret, and I hope you enjoy it. So take care, be safe, be well, eat well, cook fearlessly, and we will talk soon, and we will cook sooner. Have a great rest of your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.